Welcome back to Horizons. Father Sean Cremin, welcome to Horizons.
Thank you very much, David. Thank you very much. Delighted to be here.
You're our esteemed webinar guest for Mission Sunday this week.
Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. And Father Garaud was the first person I was in contact with. Thanks to Father Garaud for inviting me. I'm delighted to be here and to share some little bit of my own experience of mission in St. Patrick's Missionary Society.
Excellent. So tell me a bit about yourself. Where are you from?
I grew up in Rothmore Parish in a village called Knocknagree. I went to school, primary school in Knocknagree, and then to secondary school in St. Mary's Presentation Convent in Rothmore. The sisters were very involved in the school at that time, and I have very fond memories of the Presentation sisters and our time there, and many of all the teachers, you know, they were wonderful. It was a wonderful school, both in the National School in Knocknagree, but also in the secondary school in Rothmore. So that's where I'm from. I suppose it is from there that then I joined St. Patrick's Missionary Society. Maybe I didn't join it immediately after finishing school. I finished school, it seems like a long time ago now, you know, secondary school leaving certificate in 1982. Now you could add those figures up. But I didn't join immediately. It was later in 1987 that I joined St. Patrick's Missionary Society. I suppose one of the things I have a memory of being in school, I was the youngest in the class, I think. I was very young doing the leaving certificate at the time. So it was 1982 that I joined St. Patrick's. And I spent a good bit of time preparing to be a St. Patrick's Missionary Priest. And I was ordained in 1997. And then I went on mission. And I suppose a lot has happened since then, you know. And I must say, overall, it's a very challenging life. I suppose we all challenge ups and downs in life. That's what life is about. But I suppose how we negotiate that and what helps us to negotiate that. And for me at this stage, I suppose a very important part of my life is that faith aspect of my life and how it helps me to keep moving, to keep going.
Very good. What do you feel is the importance of the mission?
Well, I think mission is life-giving to everybody. For me, mission is in the context of the gospel message, I suppose. And it invites us to share what we have. That's what the gospel does. You know, we're not individuals in society. And I think in Irish culture, we have that great capacity, our great ability to recognize the gift of the community. So we're not individuals as one person or second person, two people, or whatever. We are a group and we're invited to be missionaries as a group of people. So I suppose the importance of that, I've learned it from my own culture, but I've also seen it to places where I have been on mission. The culture and the community is so important, very important in the life of people. So for us as St. Patrick's Missionary Society and for us as Christians, I think we're part of a larger community and we help each other. And by helping each other, we give life to ourselves also. That's my experience of mission. I would say very, very, very clearly, I would have received much, much more than I would have given in many places, because it is just a privilege to go into another culture, to be part of another culture, to be allowed in, to be welcomed, to participate in so many things. And to get to know a little bit of other people and then to get to know a little bit of me. For me, it has been a gift for me, I suppose, primarily. And I think sharing something that I think is important for me. It's also life-giving for me. And I think, you know, there's a sense, just a very human thing. When we share and when we support each other, oftentimes the feeling that we get is a positive feeling for myself when I do something that is positive for other people. That's the feeling I often receive for myself, is a very positive feeling for myself. And I think that's what, and I speak in the context of faith again, you know, I suppose Christ came to bring life, to bring us life. He wants us all to be alive. We've all got gifts. Everybody is important. And how we can support each other to develop those gifts, whether I'm at home or away, in another culture or in my own culture, with my neighbors or with fire, it's very important. That's right. So I think that's some little bit about mission, you know. I mean, I could speak a lot today, you know, is that we celebrate the memorial of St. Teresa of Lisieux, who is the patroness of the missions. She was 24 years of age when she died. She never left the convent and she's still the patroness of the missions. I mean, and her way was the, you know, little way, you know, little things. Do things whatever I have to do, however big or small, do them as best I can. That's the message. But my experience of mission, which has been, as I say, you know, it's not all been up, you know, it's up and down the experience, but that's everybody's experience of life. I think some days are better than others. But what helps me, what helps you, what helps us to keep going is each other and that presence then of maybe the Lord in everything that we do as well.
That's very interesting. I didn't know that she was the patron saint of the missions while also having never left her convent. That's quite an achievement.
I'm telling you, she was a wonderful lady. I mean, she went to the convent when she was only 15, I think it was 15, 16 years of age. She never left the convent. She was asked to write something by her prioress in the convent. By obedience, she wrote it. It was only after she died that what she wrote became published and became famous. But the impact of someone who never left, you know, she was a French sister, but she never left. And I suppose it's a great example of all the little things, do them as best as we can, little way, or, you know, she's the little way kind of.
That's very nice. And you're our webinar speaker for the webinar we're hosting Thursday at 7:30 about the mission. So we'd be inviting everybody to go to our website. There's a post up and a pop up to register to join on that talk. Obviously, you're hoping for people to attend. Can you give any taste of what they could look forward to in the webinar?
Well, yeah. What I will be sharing a little bit about is this year's Mission Sunday and the message of Pope Francis, and the theme is Missionaries of Hope for All Peoples. So I suppose maybe what I'd be trying to invite people into is maybe I'll share a little bit of myself and how perhaps I have received hope from being missionary. Perhaps in other ways, I have been able to transmit hope to other people, and how we can all do that with each other in this mission of hope for all peoples. And when I speak about all peoples, yes, it's peoples can be far away, but it can be my neighbor, my brother, my sister, can be people who are. How can we be hopeful, our hope-filled people? And I'll have one or two stories of hope in our own mission from St. Patrick's Missionary Society, my own experience, but also some of my brothers who would have told me beautiful stories about how they have received kind of feedback from people, how they have and how their lives have impacted other people. So a little bit about that. I'll try to link it a little bit as well to our own foundation, St. Patrick's Missionary Society. And I'll have a very interesting story that connects the Diocese of Kerry with our founder, who was Monsignor P.J. Whitney. From a way back. I won't tell you any more about that now, but I'll tell you.
That's a wonderful little taster. I'm very looking forward to hearing those stories. So for everybody who wants to register and come along, that's Thursday, 7:30 in the evening. And you can see a post up on our website. Thank you very much for coming on Horizons, Father Sean Cremin.
Thank you very much, David. I'm delighted to be with you and looking forward to next week. Please, God.
This is Spirit of God in the Clear Running Water.
Oh,
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thanks to the production team, in particular Gráinne Quirk. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by various members of the University Hospital Kerry Chapel on the theme of baby loss. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you.